Hello, this is Lindsay.
And this is Candace.
Welcome to Our Lady Parts.
And we are not talking about our vaginas.
Not today.
Not today. Also, this is, I totally want you to keep this in, but I just had the greatest idea is we should, for our new intro, I have an idea. We have these like little things that we do right before we hit record. Like we say funny things or we do funny things or somebody yawns or somebody like, I'm like, all right, you ready? And then you're like, and one of us are like, oh, just kidding. Wait, or something like we do something. I think we should press record before that and finish that. Cause we always have a conversation before we record. Then I think we should record like the tail end if we can. of the conversation. Sometimes we can't. So in the next few times, it'll be the next few times, we'll just slowly keep recording the like final seconds and then like of what we say and then record and do our intro.
Yeah.
And then within the time, I think we should condense all of those little pieces. Things that we do. Yeah. And then have our little intro in between that. And then there's the new intro.
That'll be good. Because we're so...
We're random.
So quirky, like.
Yeah, and we're random.
We're way more quirky in real life than we are on this. And
yeah.
We're pretty quirky on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So right now, like, I literally drove here and the radio was like, oh, it's a tropical storm. I was like, this isn't that bad. I get in Candace's house. Oh, my God. It's, like, raining and the wind's blowing.
And the trees are, like, swaying back and forth.
Yeah. The last storm we had a few weeks ago, a tree fell on my neighbor's car.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
It was like an original one-of-a-kind car. Ooh. Like, they had specifically made, it's like a town car, like an older one. And he can't, like, re-get that car.
Yeah, this is kind of a random podcast, just so you guys know, because I'm going to stop Lindsay right there because she mentioned car. So I have a small story to tell you that's really cool.
Well, wait, let's tell
the before thing. Before we get into what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about products today. Yeah. So a car is a product.
Yeah, we're talking about our favorite things and, like, what we've been using and what we couldn't live without during quarantine and stuff and what we've been enjoying.
Yeah.
But I have a really fun story to tell you. So, oh, those are people walking upstairs. I was like, what is that? Like,
the drum
tapping. So I have a bride and groom who were not originally my couple. They were a friend of mine's couple. Which I'm saying, like, she's a photographer, too.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't know. Some people, this might be the people's first episode. And then they're like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Their couple. but my friend, who's also a photographer, just had a baby. And this couple had to postpone their wedding to this day. Mm-hmm. And she, whenever they told her the new date, she knew she was due at that time, so she couldn't do it herself. So she actually lives in Florida.
Yeah.
So she really couldn't do it. So she asked me, like, hey, can you cover this for me? Absolutely. I had the day open. So then they decided not to have a wedding. What they're doing is basically the motions of the day where they're getting ready. They're already married. They had their wedding and stuff. They're husband and wife now. And so now it's just kind of the photo part. So they're going to be getting ready and getting, and I'm doing the detail shots and the getting ready pictures. And then their bridal party is going to be there and they're going to do bridal party pictures and family formals. And the original plan was to drive all around Raleigh and like go to like cool different places. And we were going to stop and get pizza and beer and it was going to be a real fun time. And they were getting a cake that they were going to cut and all kinds of stuff. It was going to be super fun, which hopefully is still going to happen. The problem now is they have made their quote-unquote wedding COVID-friendly. It's now not tropical storm-friendly. We don't know if it's going to be raining on Friday. But thankfully, I reached out to the wedding community in Raleigh today, and I have had multiple venues give me, like, discounted rates for them for Friday to, like, just use as, like, a plate, like, shelter for, pictures for a couple hours. And then I also had a couple give me their like locations, venues and stuff for free. They completely donated it and said like they're happy to lend the space.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. And I also had this really cool couple reach out to me who have old cars. who have like restored cars or kept them in like their original condition and stuff, and they rent them out for like photo shoots and like people who want to drive like an old car for a day and stuff like that, and they're donating a car to us to use for an hour on Friday.
So cool.
Yeah.
I really wondered how this was going to connect back to a car.
I'm super excited about it. It just happened right before you came over. I got it all connected and stuff together.
That is so cool.
I know. So I know she's had other obstacles in her life and stuff before this, and I'm super excited. She's not my, like, she wasn't my original bride, but now I'm like, yay, this is going to be so great.
I'm really glad that you're getting to, like, have this outlet, though, because you've had... Yeah. Such a tough time not having any business because of COVID.
I know. I'm ready to get out there and do something.
My sister said that she wants to, like, come back and have pictures made. Or, like, you come to Tennessee
and have pictures made. Yeah, I'll absolutely come to Tennessee.
She was like, I don't want anyone else to take my photo.
I love her.
I know. She's obsessed with me, too, so.
Yay.
It's fine.
But, yeah, that was what my car mention was. But, yeah, Lindsay and I were texting earlier, and we're like, hey, what should we talk about tonight? Because we had some plans, but we're going to record those at a different time.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this rain.
It's behind me.
It's right above Lindsay's head, so I just keep looking up. It is getting
rough. It's just rain.
It is just rain. But I was like, hey, let's talk about stuff we've been loving.
Yeah. Products. And I love products. Mm-hmm. So let's start with makeup.
Okay, well...
Or skincare.
Okay, cool. I can do that.
I have no makeup on.
I haven't... Can you count how many times you've done your makeup since you've been in quarantine?
3.
I think I'm 3 or 4.
3 times. And some days, I will be honest with you, like, if I get up and I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh, God, you look awful. I will put a little, like, foundation or concealer under my eyes and do my eyebrows. Wow, I don't do that. But it's because, no, I'm telling you why I do it, because I get the biggest reaction from Ben.
Really?
Yeah, just a little, a concealer under my eyes, just under my eyeballs, like in my dark half moons or whatever. I'll do my eyebrows and fill them in, I'll put mascara on, and if I'm feeling real frisky, I'll put a little cream blush on.
Oh.
And then I'll just go out my day, and then Ben will get a look at me, and he'll be like, oh my God, you are so pretty today. And his reaction is just worth every... second of those 3 minutes. Yeah, he's just like, oh, you look so pretty. What have you done? Like, you look great. And I'm just
like... What a hype man.
No, and he doesn't even know. I'm like, I literally just showered and put a little, like, concealer on. And he's like, well, it looks great. You look great.
I wish I could do that little effort and get a reaction out of Will.
Well, and if I do it every day, he gets used to it, so I have to not do it every day.
Mm.
But I did a full face of makeup yesterday because I went to a socially distant wedding.
Yeah.
And he was like, whoa. Who are you? And I was like, yep, I must look like a toad every day. Like, what is happening? But I'll tell you what, my favorite, like concealer / foundation, it's not really concealer at all, but I use it like a concealer, is the It Cosmetics
me
CC
too.
Cream. Yeah. My grandmother got me on using that.
Really?
Years ago. Yeah.
I love it. I actually have a color too dark for me. I need to go on Thursday and run and get a shade lighter for me for the wedding to make sure I have it.
What color do you wear?
Well, right now, I bought it when I had a spray tan. It's like the medium, I think. I need the light.
Medium is my summer. Light is my winter.
Yeah, yeah. I've been wearing the medium all summer, so I can get away with it. Like, when we went and got pictures, did I look orange at all?
Mm-mm.
So, like, I can get away with the medium, but I know that, like, if I use it as, like, concealer and stuff, I need the light.
Yeah, I use the light for the concealer. I was in Ulta one day buying... just a refill. Like, I've been using this stuff for, like, 8 years. Like, a really long time.
Wow. I've only been using it for, like, probably a year or so.
I mean, a long time. I was, like, still in college, I think, when I started using it. My grandmother got a huge tube of it off QVC.
Huh. And when it was probably first announced.
I don't know, but I've been using it ever since, and all my friends use it.
I don't think It Cosmetics.
I didn't call it IT for a while, but they go by It.
I don't think they've been around very long.
I don't know. See, I didn't think so either, but it turns out one of my other friends who's crazy about makeup has known about them for, like, ever and ever, and she knew about them before me, so I don't know, but I'm obsessed with it. It's so good, like, best coverage. Doesn't leave, I break out really easily. Doesn't freak me out.
Yep.
I love it.
Me too. I love it too. I use their pressed foundation too.
Oh, I was going to tell you, this lady at Ulta, I was in there getting, and I was looking, they didn't have the color I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, can I get another version of the same thing and like get the color? And just, and she comes over and she's like, have you ever used this before? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, well, you must be lucky then, because it doesn't really do well on people's complexions. Like the color matching, I guess. And I was like,
for It Cosmetics?
Yeah. I was like, I've been using this for years, and literally I can name you off like 8 friends who also use it.
Yeah.
And they love
that's
it.
That's all I use. And that's the only fact. Because I use it even in the, so usually in the like winters, I don't mm-hmm. love to put a whole, like not really winter. Actually, it's more like summer. I don't love putting on like wet foundation.
Yeah.
So I have the like compact powder version because it's full coverage. It's great.
It's such good coverage. Yeah. I love,
and the powder is super light, because like I never would think to use, other than like Bare Minerals, I would never use like a powder foundation, but their powder foundation is good too.
You can't find another powder foundation that's the same as that, that feels lightweight and is full coverage. Yeah. Any other powder I've ever used is just
heavy
BS.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm obsessed with that. And I wasn't nice to that lady. It wasn't rude, but I was also like,
yeah, like I know what I'm talking about.
What are
about.
You talking about? You shouldn't work here anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. I always feel super intimidated going into Ulta because I never wear makeup going into Ulta.
No, like, I always they're look all, like I'm dying.
Yeah, me too. It's like everybody's all like, the workers are all put together and they're probably looking at me like, this girl has no idea what she's talking about. I was like, no, I promise. If you looked in my bathroom, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I actually like really know makeup. Yeah. I just don't wear it all the time anymore. Because of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Same. Makeup wise for me, I mean, the It Cosmetics one is definitely my favorite that I use. I didn't think of specific like makeup, but skincare, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but probably before I bought this stuff during quarantine, I never like washed my face, like, I know, unless I was in the shower.
Had this conversation where you're like, no, I just wipe it with a baby wipe.
Yeah, so I take off my makeup. I took off my makeup and everything with baby wipes. Before I had kids, I used those like Neutrogena ones, but then like I think I ran out of them one time when after Audrey was born, and I used a baby wipe instead, because like I don't get how people fall asleep with makeup on.
Oh,
I
no.
cannot. Mm-mm. Because my eyes, my face, like everything will just be a freaking burning hot,
yes.
like irritated mess in the morning. I cannot.
Have so many pimples pop up yes. overnight.
And my eyes like, will be like it? Swollen and hurt from all the yes. eye makeup.
Mm-mm. Yes.
I can't do it. So I have to take it off. So I'm pretty sure I ran out and I was like, oh my God, I have to get this off. And like washing your face with soap and water just doesn't get makeup completely off, like especially like mascara and stuff.
You have to take it off and then wash
yeah.
your face.
Yeah. So I used the baby wipe and it worked better than the freaking Neutrogena thing. So that's I was hilarious. Like, I am only ever using these. And I literally have favorite ones that I use. It's the Target brand, the non-scented, like no fragrant, gentle ones, like hypoallergenic
ones.
That's
so funny. I use those microfiber
I don't.
Gloss.
I have. I use baby wipes to take my makeup off.
What do you wash your face with?
So I just started washing my face, guys.
Oh my God, Candace.
And I'm really excited about it. Here's the reason why I just started washing my face, because
well, you
every
have to tell
time,
me what it is first.
Okay, I'm gonna totally butcher it. I want to say it's CeraVe.
CERV.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
CeraVe.
Okay. That the
really,
foaming
that, okay
the foaming cleanser.
Yeah.
So oh, you're proud of that? Are you
I mean, I'll correct you in a moment.
Okay. Oh great. Well, here's the thing. So it's not the first time I've ever washed my face, obviously. Yeah. Like, I'm not a disgusting human. But I
you don't wash at night.
No, I do. I wash at night and in the morning now.
But you weren't before.
No, I wasn't. I mean, I wash my face in the shower and stuff, like when I would take a shower, but
oh, well, this is hilarious.
Yeah, but anytime I would ever use anything else, it would make me break out really bad.
Yeah.
And I even bought those, like, what is that? The, like, Sonic thing, the Clarisonic.
Yeah, the Clarisonic.
I bought some, like, it was, like, $250 fancy-ass shit.
No.
And nothing ever worked for me. It just made me break out more and more. I've tried proactive, like freaking.
Oh, that was terrifying. I thought someone was coming through the
breaking
wall.
Breaking through the door.
It sounded like, yes, we were going to die.
I think they're upstairs, though.
I don't know.
But I tried everything and nothing ever worked. So I've tried like a few things here and there. Sometimes I pick up like a random like hypoallergenic one from Target to try, and it always breaks me out. So this is the first thing I found that hasn't broke me out. And I'm also using, it's going to take me a second. I had to find on Amazon. Because I don't remember what it's called. But I've been using this oil on my face, too, afterwards. And it is freaking amazing.
So CeraVe is a great brand. It's made by dermatologists.
Okay.
And also recommended by most dermatologists. Most of the CeraVe products are low in carcinogens, with cancer-causing products. Because, like, skincare makeup is just, like, full of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But most... all of the CeraVe products are pretty low, like a 2 or a 3 on the Think Dirty app.
Yeah.
And so I highly recommend those products. I make my own
facial soap. Oh, my gosh. I don't got time for that.
No, I know. But it's because my skin is so bad, like, just, like, breaks out in the summer. It's, like, nothing works. But when I put soap, like, lard soap with coconut oil in it and... tea tree oil and eucalyptus and
pink clay. I used to use tea tree oil.
And goat's milk. Something, I bought it from a lady and she told me what she used in her bar. So I was like, oh, well, I know how to make soap. I'll just make my own.
Yeah.
It is a night and day difference on my skin. Like, I'm breaking out now because of hormones, but it literally is a difference in, like, breaking out this bad versus breaking out so bad, like, my skin hurts.
Yeah, so I also have been using, this is another absolutely favorite, is the Ordinary Retinol 0.2%. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's basically just like a retinol oil, and it's by the brand The Ordinary, and it's phenomenal.
I like...
So my hair breaks out, like my neck area is so bad. And I have been using this face wash and this oil on just like all over my face and my neck, like the front of my neck area, and I have had significantly less breakouts, and it's amazing.
You should try cold-pressed organic rosehip oil.
Huh.
It's very greasy, so, like, I have it on now, and I look really greasy, but it's just you seeing me.
Yeah.
And I wear it to bed every night, and in the morning, I'll put it on, and then I'll wipe it, give it on for, like, 10 minutes, and I'll wipe it off so my face isn't greasy. Huh. It is so crazy. It heals, like, you're going to still get new pimples, but it heals them so quickly.
That's what this one does, too. It heals it so fast. It's
like,
so
$13
nice.
On Amazon for a huge bottle. And it's amazing.
Yeah, I think the same is with the Ordinary one.
I think a big misconception with, like, washing your face, people think you need to wash it a lot to get the oil off, but oil's good for your skin. So when you add the oil back in, your body's not making that poor clogging bacteria or whatever. You can just put this stuff on and it helps keep everything clean.
Yeah, love that.
I had to tell you about this eyebrow pencil that I'm obsessed with. It's from Revolution, and it's in their Pro line, so it's called
Revolution Pro. Oh, is that a newer? I think I've tried something from them.
But they're newer at Ulta.
Okay, yeah, they're newer at Ulta,
You could get them online, but not in store.
So I think I've tried one of their concealers, and I liked it.
I love everything. They have a good banana powder, which is, they're like loose powder. It's called bananas, color.
It's like,
It's like
yellowish.
Mm-hmm, but it, for whatever reason, works on everybody. Yeah. Except probably... darker skin people.
Yeah.
But I love that. But it's their Revolution Pro. It's their skinny pencil.
Hmm.
It looks, it's not that they have thicker ones and they have a really skinny one. It's their skinny one. I can't think that Microblade or something. I don't know. But I've been using
it. Probably is called Microblade.
Oh my gosh. It is so easy to use on my eye.
Really?
On my eyebrows. And then, like, you know when you use some of them and you're like, ugh, that looks like a crayon. And you're just like, ugh. This looks so good. I look like a professional.
Oh, I'm going to have to get some.
I'm obsessed with it. And then I'm going to tell you about my blush.
Okay. It's a cream blush.
I like cream blushes. Okay.
Do you use... let's go through our... can we go through our makeup routines real fast?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
I'll go first.
Okay, yeah, because I want to know how you're using a cream blush.
Okay, so there's two ways to use a cream blush. And you can do it whether you have a stick cream blush or like in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
You can either dab your finger in it, put it on your face, or like a stick, rub it on your face.
Oh.
And then brush, blend it out, or you can put the brush in the cream and then blend it. like, put it on your face. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't like putting the brush in there because I always end up with hair in it, like brush hair.
I hate that.
So I put it on my face first and then blend it out. What I like about cream blush, especially in the summer, is my face is so oily, it just, like, it actually stays.
Yeah.
If I put powder on it, it'll bleed or, like, wipe
Clump
off.
Up, yeah.
Yeah. So I love cream blush. I don't wear any
So you don't
kind.
Use any powder during the summer?
I do, on top of everything. And it's like a setting powder, which is different than other types of powder. It's like looser.
Yeah, I use, it's like Airspun something.
Ooh, the Coty Airspun, yeah.
Yeah.
That's something from like the 50s that my grandmother.
That it's like orange? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I mean, love it.
It smells so good to me. I know. My stepmom used it as a kid and I've used it ever since.
Yeah.
I also like the Revolution.
Yeah, I haven't tried the Revolution one.
I love it. But Coty Airspun's my favorite. It's like $7. And
it's it's super cheap at Target.
Lasts you forever.
Yeah.
It comes with the poof.
Yeah.
I don't use the poof.
Neither do I.
But I like it.
The poof got thrown out a long time ago.
Yes. It lasts so long. So I use the It Cosmetics. Oh, I like to use as a primer. I'll use the e.l.f. Putty Primer. Ooh. Comes in a little pot.
I've only ever used what's the one? I love the Benefit Primer. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
But I also use
the Pore No More.
No, Professional maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
And then there's another one that is like a drugstore brand. It's something Blur. It's like in a little white bottle. I don't remember who makes it, but it's good too.
I like that e.l.f. one. I just put it on my T-zone.
Me too. I just put it on my T-zone.
And then I'll get like a spray set, like a primer spray.
Oh, I don't think I've ever used the primer spray. I use Urban Decay or NYX.
What it does. The setting.
NYX setting spray, yeah.
I like, I can't think the name of the one I use. It's like so cheap, but it's like the best thing ever. But the NYX is good too.
Yeah, I love the NYX. It's like a really close dupe to the Urban Decay one.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I put foundation on, and then I'll put concealer on. I use the Tarte Shape Tape right now, but once I'm done with it, I'm going to go back to the It Cosmetics. It just lasts longer. They have an under eye.
Do you actually buy the It Cosmetics, like, concealer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for whenever I'm putting my makeup on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every day, I just, not every day, but.
Yeah, foundation.
Foundation, but if I'm looking.
It's not really even a foundation, it's a CC cream.
Yeah, but it's full coverage.
It is. It's great.
But that it's like a under eye. No, it's like under eye specific for that.
Hmm.
Super thick. The tiniest amount will cover your whole face.
Oh,
so crazy. It's expensive, but it's like way worth it.
Wait, who makes it? It Cosmetics. That one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love all their stuff.
Yeah, they are.
I like
pricey,
Wonder
though.
Beauty too, but I haven't.
I don't know anything about Wonder Beauty.
Should look them up. They're pretty cool. Well, their mascara is my favorite.
Mm.
And then I put powder on. I'll do my blush.
So wait, what cream blush? What brand do you use?
Oh, I like ColourPop or NARS.
Mm.
In the sticks.
Yeah, I know what NARS you're talking about.
The only reason I don't continue to buy NARS is because they're not great on the Think Dirty app, but also they're not cruelty-free.
Oh.
But ColourPop is, I think.
Never mind.
I don't know.
And then want to get into that.
I use bunches of different types of mascara, so I can't even.
Yeah, I usually
start to think.
I've used do they consider it high end makeup? What's Benefit and stuff? What is like NARS and Benefit and?
Yeah, they're more like name brand.
Yeah, like name brand makeup. I've used a few different mascaras, but I normally just buy drugstore. Mascara, because I just go through it so much.
I like the It Cosmetics Super Lash, I think is what it's called. I can't remember. I love that one. It's in a hourglass shaped
tube. That's cool.
But I also like the Wonder Beauty. The Wonder Beauty is my favorite.
Oh, God, I have to yawn.
But that's the makeup. Ugh. Then I set with a setting spray and go on with my day.
I guess it's not one of my favorite things. It's one of my kids' favorite things, and it's a cute story. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
And we can have one in a little bit. So we have new neighbors.
Right here?
Yeah, right to the side of me. So there used to be 5 kids that used to live there. Have I told that story on here at all?
I don't remember.
Me neither.
It all runs together.
Yeah, they're pretty wild. So we were crossing our fingers for either like a quieter family, either I don't even care. Like, they can have a whole bunch of kids. I have a whole bunch of kids, but just, like, just a little less wild kids. Yeah. Maybe, fingers crossed. I'm super, super lucky. My kids are really, really well-mannered. My husband and I are also pretty strict. But we, like, for the most part, my kids, if they're not home or, like, are outside, they respect other people and stuff. So I'm super lucky on that. So, like, I know people, like, have crazy kids and stuff. These kids were, like, super wild, which, whatever, like, I don't care. They were just really wild. But so they moved, and it's a rental house. So it went on the market super fast and for super cheap. Super cheap.
Yeah, that was surprising how cheap it was.
Yeah, so I guess the owner doesn't get to, like, pick the price. Like, it just kind of goes by, like, comps and, like, what's supposedly normal in the area. But it just doesn't seem normal in the area because it seems very cheap. And I'm talking, like, Will works in the office that we're in right now, and there's a window that faces the like, the house. Like, you can see the full house from the window and the driveway. So when he was working, he can see everybody, like, walking back and forth. In the first 2 days, there was over, like, 10 different families each day. Like, there was a lot of people looking at this house. And we were, like, it was kind of making me nervous. It was, like, who's going to rent this house? Like, all of these people.
You were overly nervous.
I was overly nervous because there was, like, lots of different, like, families and stuff coming. And I'm just, like, whoa, like, who is, like, somebody new is moving next door to me. Which kind of, like, I've never lived in a house to where there's new neighbors. It's kind of nerve-wracking, like, new people that you don't know living in such close proximity to you.
Yeah.
So, well, they moved in this past weekend, and there's been so many people in and out, live, like, helping them move, that we didn't even know, like, who actually lives there. So the kids and I, this morning, I decided to order, like, a dozen nothing bundt cakes, like, the little buntinis, and I'm sure most people listening, some might not know what nothing bundt cakes are, but it's like a little bakery. It's a franchise all over the United States, and they have, like, different little flavors, and they're delicious.
They're cute, yeah.
And they're super cute. And I'm pretty sure they're really popular because they were one of the first chains that had, like, a gluten-free option for, like, a dessert or something. So it was really well-known in, like, the gluten-free. When that started, like, people were really big into eating gluten-free and stuff.
And they're different than cupcakes.
Yeah, they're, like, little bundt cakes, and they're super... I know people hate the word moist, but they are. And it's so good. And that word doesn't bother me. I don't know why people don't like it.
I don't know why they don't like it either.
Yeah, but... Yeah, they're delicious. And they have, like, they all have the same cream cheese icing on them, which are, oh, it's so good. I love them. I'm a sweet eater. But we ordered, like, a box of them to take over and introduce ourselves and stuff because I wanted to know who was living next door to me. And I'm sure they wanted to know who's living next door to them, too. We went, got some. When we got home, we realized nobody wasn't there. So we waited a little bit, and Will wanted to go over, too. Eventually, we were, like, I was trying not to, like, run into them because I wanted to, like, go introduce myself nicely first. But her, like, there was, like, two people on the driveway when I was letting Pierre out, and they were, like, obsessing over Pierre. And
oh, yeah, he's so cute.
Yeah, I said, like, hi to them and stuff, and they were asking me, like, the trash schedule and blah, blah, blah. But we ended up going over and introducing ourselves. They're great people. It's just a mom and a daughter, and it's going to be a lot quieter. It's a 16-year-old, and she likes to babysit. I keep burping. Oh. She likes to babysit. She's 16, and she loves dogs. And she's really bummed because that house doesn't allow dogs or any pets at all. So I was like, she can come play with my dogs whenever she wants. Like, my dogs are super obnoxious. She does not. I promise she will not miss having a dog with my dogs living next door to her. but we took them over cupcakes. And if I wish I could, like, explain. I can't even, like, show you how devastated Wells was when we hand them the box of cupcakes and he didn't get one. I mean, just he put his head in my shoulder and it was just quiet sobs of desperation. He was so miserable that he did not get a nothing bundt cake and that we gave the way. He was like, my cake. Like, he was like, something just absolutely ripped his heart apart. And I was devastated for him because I didn't buy any for us because I'm like, whatever. We don't need any cakes or whatever. Yeah. And so I didn't buy any. And like the kids knew, like, we're going to buy them for the neighbors and stuff. And the girls didn't say anything. They don't care.
Yeah.
And Wells was just absolutely devastated. And he's like huff, like trying to catch his breath, crying.
Oh, gosh.
And Will is just like looking at him like, oh, this poor kid. And I'm like holding him as he weeps in my arms. Bless and like, it. I was like, well, so I had to order this poor child nothing bun cakes. So there we have a whole variety of nothing bun cake buntinis upstairs.
It's so funny.
Because Wells was just devastated. But he didn't get them.
I think that is so funny. We gave them to the
neighbor. Yeah.
He's so big now.
He's so big. It's so funny. His, like, personality. This kid is so smart, too. He counts to 10 on his own, like,
yeah,
by himself. He's 2.
It's like he finally learned how to speak, and now it just won't stop.
Yeah, he does not. He has full conversations with me. My favorite thing ever is if Meyer does something to him. His response to Meyer is he looks at Meyer, he goes, Meyer, that's not nice.
Oh, my gosh.
And it just melts my heart how he says it because he's, like, so, like, hurt by her, like, actions. And he's like, that's not nice.
I wonder how long he's kept that in, though, because for a while he couldn't respond to her. And she would just, like, do whatever.
Yeah, so Wells was in speech therapy. So was Meyer. So I'm sure Audrey probably needed to. I was just uneducated at the point. I was a super young mom.
Yeah.
Audrey was a late talker. She didn't, like, fully talk until probably closer to 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
Meyer was, I think, closer to closer to 3. And she was, like, having a hard time talking, too. And hers was, like, what is it called? I don't remember, but she was in speech therapy. Hers was pretty severe. It was 2 times a week for 30 minutes for 6 months, and then 1 30-minute for 6 months. So she was in it for a full year. Wells, I could tell, was, like, a little bit better than Meyer, but still a little bit delayed, and I'd rather have it fixed sooner rather than later. Now that it's my third kid, I kind of know what I'm doing a little bit.
Yeah.
So I took him and he got evaluated and they said, like, yeah, he probably does need it for 30 minutes a week, like once a week. So we did that for like 6 months and COVID happened and trying to talk to a 2-year-old, like a newly 2-year-old, he turned 2 in November, to sit and talk to this woman on Zoom and, like, she's playing with the toys that they're supposed to be interacting with, like, like he would, to try to, like, do it. But it's just hard to do that for 30 minutes with a kid on a screen. Like, they don't care.
No.
And Wells is really active. Like, he is not the kid to sit and watch TV. Like, he wants to, like, run and play and do fun stuff and crawl and build tents and everything. So we stopped, but, like, I still continued to, like, do things like the therapist would do, just the normal day activities. And then just, like, for some reason, like a month ago, overnight, it was just boom. He could speak full sentences and count to 10 and have full conversations. And is just, like, has his own personality now.
It's almost like he was too nervous to talk before.
Yeah.
And he just, like, finally found his words.
Yeah. And now he's freaking hilarious.
Because he could say words before. He just didn't.
He could say words. It was like he couldn't form the sentences to, like, use the words.
Yeah.
And now he can form the sentences perfectly. Oh, yeah.
It's very surprising.
Yeah. I know, because you hadn't seen him in a couple months because of the quarantine. We were doing over the phone recording.
Yeah. And then I came over and he's like a little.
Yeah.
He's like a little adult.
Yeah. And he's like talking to you and you're like, whoa. What is
happening?
I know. I know. It was overnight. It's really cool. And he's the youngest kid that I've had that has talked at this age. Whoa. Because the girls, they were both old. Like, Audrey was a late talker. She didn't talk till after she turned 3. Meyer was still, like, she was a slow talker, too, and took a while with speech therapy. And Wells just, I did it early, and now he's a teenager.
Yeah, he, like, grew up overnight.
He's freaking smart. It's so insane how smart he is. I mean, like, my girls are smart, too, but I was always, like, I was always told, like, boys are slower learners and stuff like that. And I was just like, yeah. And for some aspects, he is. Like, he is having a rough time potty training. A rough time. Both my girls were fully potty trained. No issue by now. He is nowhere close to being potty trained. He is in pull-ups now. I'm like, we try to go to the potty a few times a day, but he is just not having it. But I've also never heard a 2-year-old count to 10 before or know all of the characters of not only Toy Story, but PJ Masks and Paw Patrol and Spider-Man and Mickey Mouse all by name. It's insane.
Well,
to
that's
me.
Because he can talk. I'm sure that girl's new too.
Yeah.
Every time I'm around a young kid like that young, I'm always so surprised by how smart they are. And then I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
I think they're all this smart.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are smarter than others, I'm sure.
And he...
But still.
He's also stubborn. So, like, it's, like, hard. Because, like, I know how smart he is, but, like, he's just so... It's his way or no way.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, I know you know this. Like, he knows. He knows to go that he has to go pee on the potty. He just doesn't want to. So, he doesn't care.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But Meyer's just hilarious. Did you read the vegetable thing from last night?
Yeah. She's okay. Meyer's a terror.
She is a terror. Lindsay doesn't even live here and she knows that she's a terror.
Oh, she is, yeah. She's got middle child syndrome. Bad.
But you see this kid, like, if you would just see a picture of her or just talk to her, like, one time, you're like, she's like this sweet little innocent tiny angel.
She's
so petite.
She's really tiny.
And she's tiny and adorable. She's so sweet and she's cute. And then, like, she opens her mouth and she's like a Sour Patch Kid.
She is.
Yeah.
She really is. She is absolutely sour and then sweet.
I know.
Every day, all the time. But she's got that gleam in her eye.
I know.
That little mischief.
Yeah.
You can't trust me.
No, you cannot trust her.
No. She will get you. And she will lie to your face.
She will.
Like, are you allowed to have this? Yes. Okay, we all know you're not allowed to have that.
Yeah. Let me tell you a funny, the most hilarious story about Meyer. So, you have all heard Jenna talk before. She's been on the podcast. Nick and Jenna are really good friends of ours. And they came to town. When was that?
Oh, I don't know. It was around Valentine's Day or something, because you did take Valentine's Day pictures of them. No, it had to have been
before
that. I took
baby announcement pictures of them.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, it was around Christmas when they were here.
It was Christmas pictures. Yeah. It was had to have been early December, end of November.
Whoa.
Doesn't it seem so long ago?
That is so long ago. What is happening?
I know. Oh, it's so bizarre. Time is so bizarre right now. Oh, remind me of Time movies, okay? Because that's the next thing I want to tell you
about.
Okay,
and I want to talk about my dream.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
but the funny thing about Meyer is, so we always go back. Like, they come down here for a long weekend. We go up there for a long weekend as often as we can. We see each other a couple times a year. Nick is Will's best friend. We love them both so much. And so they're really good family friends of ours. And Nick is all of my kids' godfather. And Jenna is Wells's godmother. And I don't know where I was at the time, but Meyer looked at Jenna and said, "My mom pins me against the wall and punched me and she hits me."
What?
Yeah. And Jenna said, "What?"
Oh my God.
She said, "She does that." She goes, "Yep, she does that." And then I came inside and Jenna goes, "Candace."
Oh my God.
Meyer, and thank God Jenna just knows Meyer.
Yeah.
She was like, "Meyer just said this to me." And I look at Meyer and Meyer starts hysterically laughing.
That's not funny.
Hysterically laughing. She's like, "Just kidding." What?
That's so.
She had just turned 4.
She thinks she's funny.
Yeah. So last night it was, Will was like cooking chicken or something. And he was like, "Hey, what kind of vegetable do you want?" And I couldn't think of what kind of vegetable I wanted. And so I was like, "Meyer, what kind of vegetable do you want?" "Well, it's not you. It's freaking somebody outside, isn't it?"
They're roughhousing.
Oh, my God.
Above us.
The kitchen is above us.
Well, they're breaking apart your table, I think.
But
you're not going to have a kitchen in a minute.
Oh, my gosh. But I was like, "Meyer, what vegetable do you want?" Like, because she hates vegetables. So I was like, in my mind, I'm thinking, let her pick so then she'll want to eat.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Apples." And I was like, "No, Meyer likes snap peas or green beans or carrots or corn or broccoli or something." She was like, "I hate vegetables." And I was like, "Well, you're picking." She's like, "I'm not picking any of them." And I was like, yes, well, you just tell me what, like, you don't like them. And I'm trying to help you out by giving you the choice. She was like, I'm not eating vegetables. I refuse. I just won't eat. But she giggles. She's like, and laughs about it.
Because she knows you wouldn't give her food still.
I know. And I was like, you're eating vegetables. She didn't. We had, like, cheesy gnocchi and baked chicken and corn, and she just freaking ate the gnocchi and the chicken.
Corn's not even a vegetable. I know. Meyer. It's a starch. You should have eaten it.
And she was like, I'm not eating it. And she was like, ugh. And I was like, Meyer, she la 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 la. She says that la 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 la. Like, she can't hear me.
What a turd.
And I was like, Meyer Wiblow.
It's not funny, but it's I so know. Funny.
We laugh. I can't help but laugh I at know. Her. And she That's knows how she funny knows. She is.
Yeah, she's hilarious. She's a little turd, but she's hilarious.
She is funny.
She could be a comedian when she grows up. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I would not be surprised either. She's something, a pip, for okay. sure.
So I'm going to tell you. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about my drink.
I thought you were just drinking water over there.
It's not water. It is so much better. So Ben has been trying to quit soda. He drinks way too much.
I drank way too much.
I mean, he can still drink it. He's just trying to quit how much he drinks.
Yeah. Tell him he needs to cut it all out for a while and then slowly add like a few in here and there. Cause that's what I.
He can't do that.
Yeah, neither
can I. The man has no willpower.
Neither did
none.
I.
None. He never has anything.
I don't know what clicked in my head to do it.
I don't know what. Nothing will click in his head. But anyway, so he was like, can you start buying me some other things from the store? So I got him some vitamin water, got him some body armors. And I make tea. I make sure there's always tea. Well, he went to the store when I needed something. Because then I don't know, if it's a late night, I won't go. But he'll go for me for some reason. He's just a sucker. I love you. Anyway, so he went to the store and came back. And he's like, I got some Kool-Aid and some Tang from the store so that I can, instead of having soda.
Tang is soda, isn't it?
No.
Tang. I was thinking orange soda. You're talking about like the Tang, like the with Kool-Aid. The orangutan.
Yes.
And wow, I haven't had that in a long ass time.
Yeah, right. I didn't even realize I made it. And I was like, Ben, that is so not good for you. And he was reading the label and he's like, it's better than for you than soda. And here's why. And so pregnant Lindsay
here's why.
Was like, oh, Tang is so good. Made some Tang, and I drank the Tang, and now I can't stop drinking it. It's so good.
My gosh, you're drinking Tang?
Yes! You can't tell because it's orange on the bottom, see?
Oh my god, Lindsay, right, is Tang like Sunny D, right?
I mean, it's in a powder, and you make it, so I guess it could be like Sunny D. It tastes delicious, though. And it has a lot of... So what is the saving grace of Tang, and like, while I'm still drinking it? Because it's got artificial colors in it, yeah. Natural flavors... And it doesn't have any, the preservatives in it are like natural preservatives. It's actually really not bad, except for the coloring. But the reason that I'm okay with it is because it has a nice balance of salt and sugar. It's almost like drinking a Gatorade.
Interesting.
And since I've been drinking Tang regularly every day, I've not felt any dehydration.
Regularly every day. That's good.
I know, right? I'm so surprised that this BS drink... That is terrible.
Makes you feel better.
Makes me not sick. Yeah.
That's awesome.
What is happening? So, yeah, I won't drink the Kool-Aid, but I'll drink the Tang. And right. I cannot. I had to buy another thing of Tang.
In case you ran out?
Well, because we did run out. I drank it all. Ben had, like, one. He brought this home for himself.
You didn't buy the, like, container thing?
I drank it all.
All of that?
Yes.
Oh,
it's
my
15 God. Servings.
Wow.
I drank it all in, like, 8 days.
Wow.
Yes, I know. Ben had maybe one or two, maybe two of them, and I drank the rest.
All right, I have one more thing I want to tell you guys about, and then I have to pee.
Wait, we had to talk about ramen.
Oh, okay, I have one more thing, and then you have one more thing, and then we're...
Then we can take a break.
Then we're taking a break. Episode next. So, do you have Hulu?
Yeah.
I've been really into time, like... movies right now for some reason. I'm sure you've seen this movie before. I'm sure you've seen this movie before, and I'm ridiculous. Here's another little snippet, people. I don't watch movies. I can't tell you what actress's name is what.
Oh,
I can't.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
I can't quote a movie. I can't tell you the title of the movie or who produced it or what the actor's name was in it or what his character did. Can't tell you that shit. I don't remember. That's okay. A movie. It's a funny movie. Great. It's done and over with.
I go for the popcorn.
Yeah. So, just thought about cats. But but I have never seen Inception.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie with oh my god, what's his name? Owen something. He has something something Owen. Oh shit. Maybe this isn't the movie.
Inception. I feel like I've seen it. And if Ben, you're listening to this, he's gonna be like, "You've not seen Inception? We literally watched it this day." Or like, "How dare you? Who am I married to?" He does that all the time. He'll like quote a movie, and I'm
that's
like,
"That's what?" What is this? Oh, I'm not even talking about the right movie.
What is it?
I don't know. I can't think of it. I have to text Will now.
Hold it's on. Not The Matrix, is it?
No,
I haven't seen that either.
Shoot. Okay, well, I found another movie that was similar. I just texted Will to ask him. I found another movie that was, it's not very similar. It's interesting, but Interstellar. Interstellar. It's like a space movie that has to do with time, and it has, who's in it? Interstellar.
I don't know.
Oh, it's Matthew McConaughey.
Oh. His name isn't Owen.
I know, but his name was Owen in The Wedding Crashers,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he does play an Owen, yeah.
That's how I thought of who he was.
He's the all right guy. He doesn't wear deodorant.
He doesn't? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, he plays in this movie. It's a great movie. You should watch it. It's very interesting. You have to pay attention. You would like it.
Okay.
But there's another movie. It's kind of similar. It's more towards, like, younger adult, not think so much, funny comedy, romantic, but with, like, a weird time twist in it. And it's called Palm Springs.
Hmm.
It's on Hulu, and it is hilarious. I love it.
I'll have to watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a good movie. You should watch it.
I will watch it. I need you to text me that because I'll forget.
All right, now I want to hear about ramen noodles.
So, you know how you have like ramen at your house, but you don't eat it all the time because like we're adults?
Yeah, I have it like in my, like, in case of emergency box in my laundry room. Yeah.
Well, pregnant Lindsay is very influenced. And I was over at my friend's house and she...
Oh, are you talking about making, like, a fancy meal with ramen noodles? Will's done that before.
Well, no, I can do that, but this is no, like, eating ramen like you're in college. But anyway, she was eating it, and I was like, oh, my God, this looks so good. Now I can't stop eating it. And so what we had at our house was the Top Ramen,
mm-hmm.
and it's fine. I didn't really know it was any different than the other brand.
Wait, Top Ramen?
It's a brand. It's called Top Ramen.
Wait, isn't it there just, like, the plastic pack?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've had that before.
There's another brand that starts with an M.
Oh, the Mekum or whatever. Yeah. And it's like a cup of noodles.
It's no, two it's also things. You can get it in a package too. They're next to each other in most stores. I never even paid attention. I usually buy the smaller set or the bigger set. Like, do I need more? Do I need less? Well, Top Ramen.
Have you always bought the same brand?
No, I just bought whatever was there. I didn't realize there were different ones. Well, I just realized that they taste completely different.
Oh my God. I didn't know there was two different brands. I'm so confused right now.
I just thought sometimes they sucked and sometimes they were better. But the brand with the M is like light years better than the Top Ramen brand. Top Ramen is like got crappy noodles and it's not as good. But the other one is way better.
I'm so, like, confused right now. I didn't ever realize those two different brands.
There's two different brands. I mean, they look exactly the same. They're not. They're not the same. They're different.
Interesting.
So the M brand is the one.
Yeah, it's like Mecca or something like that.
Mauchen, I think. Yeah. Is something like that. It's so good. But what I do is, like, make it, and then I boil an egg while I'm making in the noodles.
Yeah.
And then just crack the egg, and it's, like, delicious.
Hmm.
So then you get like a soft boiled egg with your ramen.
The first thing I ever made in a home ec class was egg drop soup, and I loved it.
I don't know how to make that.
I don't probably remember how to either. I'm pretty sure you just like scramble the egg like really well, and then like you boil whatever broth you want, and you just like slowly
drip it in.
Yeah.
Huh. I love egg drop soup.
Oh, there's the daughter. And the mom.
Oh my God, her hair is so cool.
Yeah. I didn't see, she was taking a nap earlier, so I hadn't met her. She was like, when I met her, she was like, hi, my name is, and my daughter is, she was like, but she's 16 and she's upstairs taking a nap because she's bored. And I was like, yeah, I get that.
Oh my gosh.
She's so cute. I want to be friends with her.
Oh my gosh, she looks so fun.
Is it weird to be friends with a 16-year-old?
I don't know. I could ask my niece. She probably thinks I'm weird. Yeah. But I think she's so cool.
I feel like I'm still 16, guys. Like, when I think about it, I'm like, wait, aren't I 16? I don't know. All right, guys. We shall talk next week. Somebody's at my front door.
Are you sure it wasn't from me?
No, I already got that notification. Oh, it was my husband. He scared the freaking crap out of me. Why does he do that
every single time, man?
All right. Oh, all right, guys. Bye. Bye.